It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? So glad to see you. You know where I've come from? From a glass shop. Mr. Zandries. Could you say Mr. Zandries's name? Mr. Zandries. Because he's going to come here a little later and show us something very special about glass. Not the window kind of glass, some other kind of glass. Can you guess what might be in here? Glass. But one is an owl, and one, well, I won't tell you, I'll show you. Are you the owl? I think so. You see, they're wrapped very carefully, because glass can break so easily. Yes, this is the owl. Would you sit down, please, owl? There. Can you guess what kind of an animal this is? It's called a penguin. Penguin, would you go down and meet Mr. Owl? Hello? Ooh. Here they are. And here's one that Mr. Zandries made himself. So fragile. This is a swan. There's a swan. Would you say hello to the penguin? Hello. Say hello to the owl. There. These look like toys, but they're really not. No, and sometimes when you see decorations like this that are very fragile, you feel as if you'd like to play with them, don't you? Well, they're just not for playing, they're for looking. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And, you know, I have some friends who make up their own words for that song. In fact, one of them one day said, sometimes people touch things, and when they really never should, things like this. But the very same people who touch things like this are the very same people who don't touch things like this. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Sometimes owls and penguins and swans visit each other. That may be Mr. Zandries now. Zandries. Is it you, Mr. Zandries? Yes, hi, I'm glad to see you.
I do
Thank you for coming. Now, this is your glass-blowing equipment, isn't it?
That is right.
Mr. Zendri said he would come and blow some glass for us.
Oui. Okay.
It's a very hot flame, isn't it?
It is very hot. You would not put your finger in there.
No.
Instead of starting with this tube, I will start directly with a more finished product.
And that's glass, is it? Yeah.
It is glass. And I will make it very hot now.
And are you going to blow a swan for us?
Yes, I would love to. This is the body of the swan, and now I will make the neck.
Did you learn in Holland?
Yes, Mr. Rogers, I did.
I went to Holland one time and the people there were so kind to me. I tried to learn some of the language.
But that was very difficult.
Yes, it is a difficult language.
Oh. Okay, now. Let me see.
Look at that beautiful swan.
I'll put some colored glasses on now.
Oh, you put colored glass on it too. Is it like pasting it on, huh?
Yes.
That's its beak.
That's its beak. And now its eyes. And instead of going on with this one, I would like to finish one I have already partly finished.
Mm-hmm.
This one over here.
And what do you do then?
I would like to make a tail now and take this glass tube off.
He's a beautiful swan.
It takes about 5 minutes for it to cool off.
And there he sits, the new swan.
Yes, please do not touch this over here.
No, I won't.
That is still warm.
Hello, swan. Can you touch his head?
Oh, yes. That is cool now.
You know, one time when I was at your shop, you made a balloon for me, and then you made it go, boop, like
that. You would like me to make one?
Would you do it?
I would love to.
Just to show how very fragile it is, and there's air inside this, isn't there?
That's right, that's right.
You practice a long time, I guess, to make things like this.
It is very thin indeed.
Oh, it's very thin. Won't that cut you?
It will not cut you, no. It is so thin.
Oh, it's just like a piece of paper.
Indeed. Mr. Rogers, I have to go now. I have another class to teach.
You're going to teach a class in teaching people how to do this?
In teaching people how to blow glass. Yeah.
Oh, it's such a special art and craft. I'm very grateful that you would show us. Okay, let's say Mr. Zandries's name together, okay? Zandries. Is that right?
That is correct.
Good. Right. We'd practice things together. How do you say goodbye in Holland?
Dag.
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 Oh, let's say dag to Mr. Zandries. Dag.
Dag.
Dag. Thank you very much for coming. Will you come back for your things a little bit?
I'll come back and pick this up later.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to have you here. Dag. Oh, I want to bring this one. Now I want you to go down with your other swan friend. This is a brand new swan to visit with this one. More and more friends gathered together there. A whole glass family. Mr. Zandries, isn't he a special person? So many special people right in your own neighborhood. And if you go out and visit, that's when you find them. Mm-hmm. Your mom and dad can take you on visits, too. To very special people like that. We have a special thing we do, don't we? We make our own telescope and look right into the neighborhood of make-believe. Will you do it with me? See what's going on in that neighborhood today.
Did you know we were going to surprise Don Quixote with a visit today? Well, I'll see you later. I'm going to see him. Henrietta?
Meow, you're ringing me our doorbell, meow.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
Oh, handyman,
meow. Listen, Lady Averlyn told me that you could tell me the best way to get to someplace else.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. I like to go, meow. Meow, go, meow, someplace else.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 someplace else. Meow, go, meow, meow.
Mm-hmm.
Meow, left, meow, meow.
Left.
Meow, right, meow, meow.
Right.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 someplace else. Meow, 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 someplace else. Meow, 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 meow.
I think I have it.
Hey, is everybody ready?
Yes, yes, we're all set. Henrietta just gave me the directions.
Oh, good. Well, should we all go at one time?
No, Lady Averlyn thinks that we should take turns. That way, you know, he could have visits all day long.
Okay, well, I'll tell Daniel to come a little later then, and I'll come over with you all.
Meow, 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 King Friday meowing.
Well, we're not sure yet. Lady Averlyn's trying to talk him into it right now.
Meow, 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 meow room.
No, I think they're in the castle garden. Why don't we take a look, okay?
How busy I am, Lady Averlyn.
Uncle Freddy, this is my day to be a good fairy.
Yes, well, be a good fairy someplace else.
But you know how much it will mean to Don Quixote if you come.
Not today, not today. I have important matters of state today.
Well, it's fun to go someplace else.
Fun?
Yes.
Well, I shall return in 28 and one-half seconds with my final reply.
Final reply.
Lady Averlyn, what did he say?
He's not going to come. Oh. Important matters of state, you know.
Did you tell him that he'd be expected to make a speech there?
No.
And did you mention the royal carrying chair that we'd take him in?
No, I didn't. Where is it?
Well, I'll go and get it.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. Oh.
I have returned with my final reply.
Uncle Friday,
yes?
I seem to have forgotten two very important matters about today.
Yes?
Yes, Handyman Negri reminded me of them.
So?
Well, of course, you know that you will be expected to give a speech when we go to someplace else.
Oh, a speech. I will.
Yes, yes, and there's one other thing.
Yes?
Well,
This,
we
sir.
We have...
That looks like a royal carrying chair.
Well, it is, sir, and I made it myself for you.
Ooh. Yes. Isn't it beautiful, Uncle Friday?
Yes, well, it would be more beautiful with a king in it.
Oh, yes, it would.
Well, then you'll go, sir?
Of course I'll go. My final reply is that I shall proceed to someplace else so that the day for the donkey will be a very special one. I trust you both know the way to get there.
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, how do you go?
To go to someplace else.
Yes.
First go to meow.
Oh, lovely.
Turn left at meow.
Oh, there.
Turn right at meow. Turn meow at meow.
Meow at meow.
To go to someplace else.
I see.
To go to someplace else.
Oh, I see. That must be the best way.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it's the best way to go, Uncle Friday. I went that way yesterday.
Oh, well, shall we proceed then?
Of course.
Yes. I'm anxious to get over.
This is a very special day.
Oh, it is. Lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yee-haw. Do you suppose the fairy forgot to make my wish come true? Do you suppose? Do you suppose? Maybe she forgot the way to come back.
Hello, Don Quixote.
Oh, good fairy. Welcome back.
Is this the Don Quixote who asked the fairy to bring some visitors?
It is. Lady Evelyn, hee-haw, you came back.
Of course I did, and I know a lot of people who are going to make your wish come true.
Hee-haw, what do you mean?
Oh, just watch and see.
You mean watch through my window here?
That's right.
Great.
Look hee-haw. Who's coming now.
Great day.
Look who's coming.
Meow, 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 Don Quixote, meow.
Hee-haw, Henrietta Pussycat. Boy, am I glad to see you through my window.
Meow, 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 come and play, meow. Meow, 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 thinking of you, meow, meow.
What do you think of my window? Don't you like it?
Meow, 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 beautiful window, meow.
See, it's got three panels, one up here, one over there, and the big one to look through down here.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello, donkey?
Hee-haw, X the owl. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, boy, both of you came to play.
You bet we did. We wanted to see your new window for one thing, and we wanted to see you, too.
Hee-haw, wonderful day. Hee-haw, wonderful day.
It's fun to see people come through your window, isn't it, Don Quixote?
Hee-haw.
Hey, look who's there. Yes, I told you this was the good way to come.
Yes, you did, Uncle Friday. Yes.
Hee-haw, King Friday came too.
Yes, he's going to make a speech.
Yes. Of course I'm going to make a speech. Are you ready for my speech?
Hee-haw, we're ready.
Yes, Uncle Friday, we're ready.
If it were not for me, you would not have seen a king this day. I'm making this day special for all of you. End of speech.
Oh, bravo! Wonderful speech.
Meow, 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 wonderful meow.
And what games do you plan to play, Donkey?
Yes, Don Quixote, what games are you going to play?
Hee-haw, well, I had thought of playing in and out the window since I have this window.
That's perfect.
That would be a good idea. Oh. Why don't you young ones play it first and I'll watch.
Meow, 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 meow. Fine idea, meow.
Yeah, well, first let's do it this way, Henrietta.
Yes.
Go in and out the window.
Meow, 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 window.
And see what we can see.
Oh, go in and out the window.
Go in and out the window.
Good.
Go in and out the window.
and see what we can see.
I'd like to do that if you'll take me back there, please.
Oh, certainly.
Oh, thanks for this wonderful surprise.
Next time,
call me and tell me you're coming so I can be looking out the window for you. Now, let's all go play around here. Come along.
Grand.
Bring King Friday back, too.
Are you comfortable?
Go in and out the window and see what we can see.
Meow, meow, meow. Loved that.
Hey, look, here comes King Friday.
Yes, well, I'd like to sing the song, too, if I may. Go in and out the window. Go in and out the window. Lovely. Go in and out the window and see what we can see. Oh, an excellent time.
Yeah, wonderful day, wonderful day. Why don't you come into my R room for some refreshments?
Oh, you have one too. Lovely, come along.
Okay.
In we go.
Even King Friday liked the game Go In and Out the Window.
Go in and out the window.
You could play that, yeah. If you had a friend, you could take your friend's hand and make a window and then go under it. Have you ever played Go In and Out the Window? Lots of things you can do with friends or brothers and sisters. Boy, wasn't Don Quixote happy to have all those people come and visit him? You bet he was. He's a special donkey. And there he was, living at someplace else and lonely. But you have to have people make your wishes come true. Mm-hmm. You don't just wish and things happen like that. You have to tell people what your wishes are. Yeah, and then they're the ones who help make them come true. I'm gonna go out to the kitchen. I heard somebody in the kitchen. Why, he's been here. Mr. Zandris has been here already. Look what he left. Why, you're all by yourself. Yeah. Are you a lonely swan? Did Mr. Zandris leave you here for us? Well, we've got some friends for you in the other room. Would you like to come with me? Okay, let's go to the other room and put this one. Look how well he cleaned up the kitchen. A real artist and a real cleaner-upper. Now, more friends, all together. So. Better put them in their towels. Owl, are you ready? Come on, fly into your towel.
Whee!
Pack you up. Penguin, are you ready to come? I like the penguin, don't you? To be very careful of the beak. I like you too. And now the family of swans. Thanks to Mr. Zandris.
Takes him a long, long time to learn how to do something fine like that glass blowing. He probably started when he was very, very young. Mm-hmm. He told me one time, too, that he was a musician, even before he started to blow glass. He liked songs and as a matter of fact, he used to hear songs right in the air. Once upon each lovely day, you can hear your song. Once upon each lovely day, your song comes along. There in the air there's a little tune just wandering, looking around for you. Can't you hear it? It's there in the air, staying good as new, and wondering when you'll come near it. Once upon each lovely day, listen for your song. Once upon each lovely day, pass your song along. We pass songs along to each other all the time, don't we? You might know of a neighbor who'd like to have a song from you. Maybe during the weekend you could give a song to a neighbor. Any song. You could make it up, you know. Just, you know, I like you. You're my neighbor. I like you. That's right. I'll be thinking about you this weekend. Then next week we'll be together again. I wonder what you'll be doing tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day and each week a special one. You know how? By just your being you. Sure like you. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.